For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Greg Stacey, pastor at OC Community Church in Wayland, and the man who started the Waco Community Thanksgiving Dinner. You started this about 7 years ago.
Yeah, this will be our seventh year for it at the Waco School. We just kind of felt there's a need to have a Thanksgiving dinner somewhere for those who don't have somewhere to go or don't have family or you know, maybe they just don't have the food to have a Thanksgiving deal, or maybe they just want to go visit with somebody else. That's what it was designed for.
Looking at what it takes to put this all together, how many people do you have volunteering to help out with this?
I think this year we've got around 15 to 20 for sure that'll be there. It takes around 15 people to efficiently put it on, and that's while it's going on. There's probably 50 to 100, I don't know for sure, in the days beforehand. All the community churches around have gotten to where they're involved in it and help prepare different things. One church is making desserts, and they've done it the last couple of years. And so we got all kinds of homemade desserts. Two different churches are doing the meat this year. So we'll have a lot of turkey and a lot of really good ham. Another church is doing the potatoes and stuffing. And there's people doing corn casserole, green bean casserole, lots of salads. We'll have drinks, coffee. It's kind of gotten divided up between different people. The more people come in, the more we got to offer. Start off first year, we had about 65 to 75 people that came, and this year we're expecting over 200.
You mentioned these churches. Which churches are these? Are they in the Waco area?
Right now, it's mostly the Waco ministerial churches, the ones around the Waco area. And we're seeing more and more interest coming in from Washington and Mount Pleasant and Winfield, helping some. One church out of Winfield last year brought 6 dozen deviled eggs. So we're not limiting any of this to the Waco area. We got drivers that'll go out and pick people up if they need a ride this year. It's kind of cool. We have one couple that moved here last year from Alaska. They're in their late 70s, and the lady called and they need a ride. Her husband is from Alaska, and he's never been to a Thanksgiving dinner in his life. I thought that was kind of cool. So we'll be giving them a ride. And we also have drivers that people call my number and let me know. I'll try to get their name and address and how many people's there, and we can make to-go boxes and deliver it if it's fairly close, you know, and we'll deliver it to them and take the food to their house if they're shut-ins or something that way.
With these churches and the response from the community, has the support surprised you at all?
Every year, it's more and more of a blessing. When you're doing these things, you never know. Yeah, it surprises me, but yet it doesn't, because Wayland, it can really be one of the most giving communities you've ever seen in your life. When they can do something to help, they do it. And it's one of the really neat things about living in Wayland. So the fact, or to the point that it's growing to, yeah, a lot of ways that really surprises me. How far people come to it probably surprises me more. Last year we had them coming from as far as Burlington and the other side of Fairfield down by Batavia. So those things surprise me more than community itself. The Wayland community is just awesome.
Well, this is being held at the Waco Secondary Building. What time does it start, and what's that number people should call?
We're doing it at Waco High School, right there in Wayland. And we're going to start serving at 11 o'clock. And right now we're paid for 11 to 1, but if there's people in line and people still coming, we'll serve until people stop coming or until we run out of food, one of the two. And if people need a ride or if they want meals taken out to them, they can call me on my cell, and that's 319-461-0576, and we will try to get it to them.
Greg, thank you for your time.
You bet. Thank you, and God bless.
That was my conversation with OC Community Church Pastor Greg Stacey for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Nathan Swenson.